E.J. Levy joins us by phone tonight. Her fiction and essays have appeared in the Paris Review, the New York Times, and Best American Essays, and have received a Pushcart Prize as well as the Nelson Algren Award. She is the editor of Tasting Life Twice, Literary Lesbian Fiction by New American Writers, which won the Lambda Literary Award. Tonight we're going to talk about her debut collection of short stories titled Love in Theory. Welcome to Around Cincinnati, EJ.
Thank you. I am delighted to be joining you.
You introduce us to some really interesting folks in the course of these 10 stories in Love in Theory. You begin the book with a couple of epigraphs, and one of them is by a man named Jean-Martin Charcot, who, if Wikipedia is accurate, was a late 1800s French neurologist, and Sigmund Freud was actually one of his students. The quote goes like this: "Theory is good, but it doesn't prevent things from existing." So that really sets the whole tone for these wonderful stories that you've created. Would you talk about that quote in relation to the male narrator in the story titled My Life in Theory, and Kate, who is the woman in his life? So tell us, if you would, what's going on in their lives, please.
The narrator, whose gender is uncertain, it's not named ever, is involved with a woman, Kate. The narrator's received a PhD in philosophy and is now teaching as an adjunct, and is in love with Kate, living with Kate, but through Kate meets a man with whom the narrator feels a great attraction, and as a philosopher is then trying to deliberate on whether or not to pursue this attraction, whether this is a betrayal, what attraction is, what love is, what the virtue of monogamy might be, and is really trying to think his or her way through the problem of this attraction, and ultimately ends up having an affair and realizing that all the rationalizing, all the reasoning was the wrong approach, that ultimately we live in the bodied world, and that the thing that wasn't considered was the most obvious thing of all, which was the connection between the narrator and Kate.
And there's a really wonderful conclusion, or near the conclusion of the story, where the narrator does have an awakening, if you will. So would you read to us what that is, please?
Thank you. And it occurred to me that in all my careful reasoning, I had left out one key thing: empathy. My formulation of the problem had been wrong, the premise flawed. I had been so concerned with the true and the untrue, the ethical versus the moral, action and inaction, that I had failed to consider the obvious, the simple fact that I might hurt the woman I loved.
I am intrigued by what drew you to love, which of course is such a fascinating subject, but it's so complex to write about. So tell us, what drew you in?
In truth, I thought I was writing stories about theory, about intellectual theories, partly because I was in graduate school, partly because my sweethearts tended to be intellectuals, and so I was hearing a lot about a range of theories from a diverse range of disciplines, political science. My brother works in astronomy and mathematics. So I thought I was writing about the intellect in response to John Gardner's claim that university life makes poor material for art. And I thought, in fact, anything is game for art. But I realized that I was heartbroken over the end of a love affair, and so I think that infused the stories here, that they are all love stories, and it's a kind of effort to reconcile the life of the heart and the body with the life of the mind.
I also would like people to know that there's certainly humor in your stories. I loved the irony deficiency.
You're very kind.
And tell us what SUV stands for.
Stupid, ugly vein.
Yeah. And then there's the parrot story, which is a joke, but it's also serious. So tell us what the parrot story is, if you would, please.
when lovers reconcile or appear on the verge of reconciling, one of the ways they bond is by telling each other jokes. And one of them is about a joke that I can't remember. I think the parrot is cursing a blue streak, and finally, dismayed, the owner puts it in the freezer, and the parrot goes quiet. And when the owner opens up the freezer and says, "Are you ready to come out and behave?" And the parrot says, "Yes." And so brings the parrot out, and the parrot asks only one question, which is, "So what did the chicken do?" So I think that's the joke.
It is.
Actually, it is. I must say that a number of the funny lines are quotes of very witty friends of mine. So I particularly like the line that adultery is that stage between adolescence and senility.
Absolutely.
Which I thought was hilarious and comes from a Zimbabwean political scientist. Anyway.
Yes, yes. Tell me this also, if you would, please. I'm intrigued about your choice of short stories. It's not a form we see very often. I, as a reader, find it an exquisite one because the writer has to capture so much in a short space. What in particular draws you to that form? What do you like about it?
Two things, really. One, that the short story form itself appeals because of the compression and the depth that it requires in a short space. I think given our time and our inclination to short attention spans and, frankly, our very busy lives, it's a pleasure to be able to enter a world deeply, move through the range of emotions, the conflicts that are necessary to good story, and emerge in the space of 10 pages, a dozen pages. So I like that form. Also, I was in Ohio when I wrote a number of these stories in graduate school and was studying with a man who is arguably the greatest teacher of the short story form working in America today, Lee K. Abbott, who was at Ohio State University. I had chosen to go to OSU over very fancy offers elsewhere at whatever supposedly more glamorous programs because people at other programs across the country had told me he was the best teacher of the short story form working in America today. And he truly is. He is a master. He is what John Gardner was to another generation. And John Gardner, of course, was Raymond Carver's teacher. So I think Lee has inspired many people to take up the short story. And I encourage your listeners to read Lee's stories if they haven't, if those aren't familiar.
You certainly have mastered it, and I know that this is your debut book. I hope
Thank
you're
you.
Taking time to celebrate it, but I also hope you have more in store for us.
You're completely lovely. Thank you. I'm right now working on a novel, but I love the short story and am hoping to write many more and publish many more.
Wonderful. I hope you'll come back with us when you do. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Barbara. I'm very grateful.
I've been talking with E.J. Levy about her book of 10 short stories. It is titled Love in Theory, and you will find more about it at WVXU.org. Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.